Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 6, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Supreme Court upholding Arizona's new election laws. Target reduces store hours in San Francisco because of shoplifters. Americans celebrating the 4th of July in record numbers. 145 people shot over the holiday weekend. A new survey ranks the most patriotic states in the union. Also ahead, the mean New Deal. Have you had enough? But first, the Supreme Court ruling Arizona's recent election security laws do not violate the Voting Rights Act. In a 6-3 decision, the justices say restrictions on mail-in ballots and early voting are not discriminatory. Writes Judge Alito, quote, without more concrete evidence, we cannot conclude that this bill results in less opportunity to participate in the political process, unquote. Of course, the progressive left believes any rules about casting ballots are racist. National retailer Target closing all of its San Francisco department stores at 6 p.m. to reduce theft and shoplifting. Executives saying some locations cannot remain open in the evening because criminals are running wild in the city by the bay. Mayor London Breed unhappy with Target's decision, claiming the reduced hours will hurt residents who shop after work. And that is true, but it's Miss Breed's fault because of her permissive policy towards crime. Are you getting that, madam? Americans enjoying Independence Day in record numbers. Travel passing pre-COVID levels for the first time since the pandemic began. Nearly 4 million passengers flew over the holiday weekend, another 44 million on the road. Last 4th of July, that figure stood at less than 80,000 flying. Can you believe that? Officials reporting more than 145 shootings during the holiday weekend. New York City saw 26 people shot from Friday through Sunday. Two of those fatal. Violence broke out in Chicago, Memphis, Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. Violent crime up 30% nationwide. Somebody tell Joe Biden. A report from WalletHub ranks the most patriotic states in the USA, and they are New Hampshire, Vermont, Maryland, Alaska, and number one, Montana. Least patriotic? Connecticut, Florida, and New York. In a moment, the mean New Deal. Right back.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, the meaning of America, as in nasty. A few months ago, Disney executives held a secret meeting in New York City with members of the ABC News program The View. Very secret, very hush-hush. Things had become so hateful on that morning program that some Disney board members were loudly complaining. The message delivered was, "Knock off the hate, ladies." The primary culprit, Joy Behar, a bitter leftist. Another problem was Sonny Hostin, who's even more to the left than Behar and equally as vicious. The two would routinely gang up on Meghan McCain, Disney's token non-liberal. Ms. McCain often fired back emotionally. The presentation was about as entertaining as a snake bite. Last week, Meghan McCain quit the show. Now, The View has always had an edge, but its creator, Barbara Walters, maintained some civility. Rosie O'Donnell couldn't handle that, but Whoopi Goldberg is not a vicious person and did her best to provide some decorum. But once Donald Trump began to dominate the discourse, civility collapsed on The View as well as many other TV forums. For example, late-night comedians have pretty much destroyed themselves as mass-market entertainers. Stephen Colbert was never the talent Jon Stewart is, but could once deliver a satirical take that amused. No longer. Colbert is now a venomous left-wing zealot who is impossible to watch unless you live in his blatantly partisan tent. Same thing with the snarky leftist Seth Meyers, a man desperately in need of a funny reboot. Mean is not humorous or engaging or enlightening. Mean is simply mean, a posture with no socially redeeming value. There is an audience for sadistic, unfair attacks, but it's a pathetically narrow crew. This is why the late-night vitriolics cannot even get 3 million viewers to watch them. Johnny Carson got 9 million. There is mean on the right as well, but on television at least, conservative haters are vastly outnumbered. On the internet, the mean New Deal is on full display every day, as wretched Cruellas aggressively change lanes on the low road. It's all pretty depressing and meaningless, pardon the pun. Our media culture is flat out nasty, blatantly sadistic, and getting worse. It is long past time to call these people out. Now, the logical question is, why does corporate America allow this? I worked for corporations in the media for more than 40 years. I had to abide by standards. Sometimes my programs got a bit rambunctious, but we tried to avoid all meanness. Today, mean makes money, as inferior talents cannot provide genuine laughs or enlightenment. All they can provide is nasty stuff. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. My book, Killing the Mob, still number one after 8 weeks in the marketplace. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 64 years ago today, a partnership formed that would change music forever. On this day in 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time in England. The two would become the most successful songwriting duo in history. Here's how John and Paul came together. Music was in McCartney's DNA. His father was an accomplished jazz pianist. He bought young Paul a trumpet for his 14th birthday. It was quickly exchanged for an electric guitar. On July 6, 1957, teenager John Lennon and his band, The Quarrymen, were performing at a church festival in Liverpool. In attendance was Paul, who waited outside the event as John was packing up his gear to leave. The two engaged in conversation, hit it off, and then started performing at functions around Liverpool. They ditched their high hair pompadours for mop tops, forming the Beatles in 1960. They would become the most popular act in the world, calling it quits 10 years later. In total, the Beatles racked up sales of 1.6 billion single records, 600 million albums, 25 number ones. The song Yesterday has been covered professionally more than 3,000 times. Despite their British pedigree, three of the Fab Four ultimately made America their home. McCartney now owns property in Manhattan, Beverly Hills, Arizona, and Amagansett, Long Island. John Lennon moved to New York City after the Beatles broke up. He was shot to death, as you know, outside his Manhattan apartment by a deranged fan on December 8, 1980. Ringo Starr moved to Los Angeles in 2014 after selling his house in the UK. Said Starr, quote, "It's not that sad because it's time for a change and the weather is better over there." That's LA. And here's something else you might not know. Paul McCartney remains rock and roll's wealthiest musician. His estimated net worth, $1.2 billion with a B, dollars. Baby, you're a rich man. Goo goo. Achoo. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.